T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Look at all of our friends knocking at the door this morning compared to yesterday.
Hi, friends.
Nobody was around yesterday, let's be honest. 585-252-9800, you guys. Send us your good vibes. Let's get a gauge on how the week's going. Who do we got knocking at the door, Breeze?
Oh, my gosh. Everyone's just pounding it down, wanting to get in.
Let's let him in.
Jessica?
Let's let four in.
Hi, Queen.
What's up, Jess?
Jessica said, finally recovered from Sunday, feeling a lot better at the gym this morning.
Good for you. Look at you.
Oh, my God.
6:12 in the morning.
I went to the gym. I went to the new YMCA in Canandaigua. That place is nicer than a college campus.
I heard. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. If I lived down there still, I would be there every second of every day.
Remember this, you guys. Life is based off a series of choices and decisions. Yesterday, I had to make two. Get my gym bag, go to the gym, or go get a cup of coffee, and then that followed by having an entire banana cream pie with the coffee. That's
where?
Java's.
Well, at least it's not spot.
So I went with B. It's like, well, you know, I still walk there and walked home. So
of
whatever.
Course.
I got my steps in.
Of course.
Good for you guys, though. Way to pop off this morning.
Mm-hmm. Who else is here? Megan's here. Hi, Megan. She said, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling a little down because tomorrow's Valentine's Day and I don't have a Valentine, but we're pushing through.
I'll be your Valentine.
You didn't even like.
We're at
there
70.
There wasn't even a stutter.
We're at 70 Commercial Street. Come
she
on.
She coming
now.
Here?
Yeah, you come here.
Okay. What are you going to do for her?
Oh my God. We have tons of stuff in the break room. We have free coffee.
That's
a vending machine here. Anything you want, baby.
Not Moose giving away my Tupperware. We have so much free stuff.
Yeah. Do you like Tupperware? Oh, I'll send you home with Tupperware.
Yeah.
It's still got the spaghetti sauce stains on the bottom of it. Kind of like Donald Trump's face. But we'll clean it out the best we can. You get yourself some free Tupperware.
Not
tomorrow.
Donald Trump taking credit for Taylor Swift's entire music career.
I know. This like, guy's whack. You can't believe him.
Like, what is going on? I want to be as delusional as Donald Trump. That's like the level that I want to be at.
Well, you're 70% there.
I know. I'm striving. I'm thriving. Who else is here? Oh, Ashley. Hi, Ashley. Ashley said, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Weather's making me feel good. Good.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful out there right now.
It's just like a crisp. You know what I mean? Crisp air and
gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, I mean, it's the middle of February. We know what to expect. Come on. I know sometimes the sun likes to come out and tickle our little behinds.
The sun will come out.
The weather goes up to 55 and it lasts 3 days and we all get excited. But, you know, summer and spring will be here. Let's not wish our lives away.
Okay. So I have a peak and a pit of today. already.
Well, I'm gonna go for it.
My peak is that I'm literally so excited for Mrs. Doubtfire. It's 1 week away from today.
That's right. Yep.
Till my ass is in the seat and I'm just so pumped. Oh my God, I can't wait. It's gonna be so fun. And then my pit, which I'm gonna talk about at 6:40, is that the insurance company is gaslighting me. And I don't know what to do. And I'm gonna bring it up solely for advice from the listeners. So
okay, we'll ask the listeners.
Thank you.
I don't know if I mean I might be super high this morning just because of all the chemicals and fumes I've been breathing in the last 24 hours.
I was like, not you toking up before the show.
I know that would have been better, but they're replacing a floor in the coffee shop just below me in my apartment, and nobody anticipated the fumes and the smell.
Right.
And it's so strong.
It's so bad.
So some of my windows are cracked right now in my apartment, but I was breathing it in and I slept all night and I just have the worst headache.
Ugh.
I'm like, there's no way this could be good for me.
That's really bad.
There's no way. And it was like no escaping it. You know what I mean? So I just cracked some windows, turned the fan on and just dealt with the smell. And I'm like, well, we'll see how the rest of the show plan plays out this morning. All right.
I hope the fumes don't affect your speech.
Doesn't take that the fumes to do it. I mean, I can't talk no matter what. You know what I mean? It's whatever.
I'm so glad we're in this profession.
Yeah, me too. Oh, coming up for the big story of the day. So I wanted to talk about this, what's going on at MCC. A lot of students were protesting against long guns on campus.
Mm.
And, you know, because in case of a violent critical emergency, they wanted security to have this.
Sure.
So a lot of students held a protest against this yesterday, saying the addition of long guns is intimidating and misguided.
Right.
I don't know what these people want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that coming up for the big story of the day. Almost 40 degrees, like Breezy said. Big day tomorrow. It's Valentine's Day.
Ooh-wee.
Do you have a Valentine? If not, I'm here for you. Like I said, we're at 70 Commercial Street, and we're giving away free Tupperware.
It's literally mine.
Like, what else do you want? You know, what else can you possibly
literally
want?
Literally my Tupperware.
All right, guys, coming up at 6, where are we at? 6:17 right now?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the big story of the day coming up next on PXY.
We know two things for sure. We pay too much in taxes. Our show is better with you.
Better with you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Post Malone on PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Let's talk Monroe Community College. They just announced they're making long guns available to peace officers on campus just in case of a violent, critical emergency, which, let's be honest, we do see time and time again when it comes to college campuses and schools. But some students held a protest yesterday saying the addition of long guns is super misguided and intimidating. And so most of these officers at MCC, they already carry pistols. Think they've been doing that since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then MCC Chief of Public Safety said the long guns, we've been discussing those for years. But the conversation started up again last year. Discussions were had with students, faculty, staff, board members, and Monroe County executives like Adam Bellow. The decision was supported by student government, passed by board members, and then signed off by the president, what, last month, this past January? So the guns, they will be out of sight, stored away in case of an emergency. But they're saying long guns are needed because they cover more distance than a pistol. Students Against the Policy said it's just not worth the money. If the guns are only for critical incidents, some students say they have difficult relationships with the police, and this change is going to make it worse.
Mm.
Students at the protest said their voices weren't at the table in the discussion process. I've not heard anything about threats of danger on campus, and we're a public college where a lot of people come straight from high school.
Definitely.
Said David Mills, who's a student. I think long guns are way too intimidating. This is an institution of higher education, said Professor Judy Salzberg Taylor. And I don't think they signed up for a military police state.
No, that's fair. And like, I mean, it's a delicate balance of like protection and making sure that kids feel safe with your presence of guns, you know? So,
well, they're not going to see them. If they're stored away, I get that. They're saying this is just another tool in an emergency. They have a plane. They have a plan all established for an airplane crash. And they said the likelihood of that happening is pretty slim.
Right.
But there's an airport pretty close to us. So I think we'd be wrong not to plan for any emergency.
Correct.
MCC says officers on campus go through the same police academy as any of the other officers within the city.
Yeah.
So once the guns arrive, they will undergo a week-long training for them. Of the 30 community colleges in New York State, 15 of them authorize rifles on campus. So the purpose is to improve the ability to provide a rapid and effective initial response to a threat. And that's why they want the long gun. So we'll see what happens with that. But a lot of protesting going on at MCC yesterday afternoon.
Absolutely. Wow. That's crazy. This story is absolutely nuts out in Greece. Police are looking for two women who they say died and dashed before hitting a restaurant employee with their car. Two women allegedly left the restaurant out in Greece Saturday, refusing to pay their bill. And an employee followed them to their car, where they then struck the employee with said vehicle. Police said that the women initially struck the employee, causing injury before fleeing the scene of the restaurant and the scene of the crime. Police did not say where the incident took place, so it's not like we have like a restaurant to pinpoint it.
I was going
to
ask you. Where?
But the women were just eating, running, assaulting, and they're
fleeing.
Wanted right now for assault and theft of service. So that's out in Greece. Love it.
Oh, no, of course it is. So did they get them on camera? Is there...
Yes, there's pictures on 13wham.com.
Is there... Oh, look, it looks like they're really enjoying their meal.
Yes, they were.
That they didn't pay for.
They got a lot of food, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't they always...
Absolutely get it.
Why not if you don't plan on paying for it? You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that's a scam.
Did they catch our boy yet that knocked over the gas pump?
No, they didn't.
Okay, I'm going to be asking every single day.
I know. They did not catch him, unfortunately.
So, coming up on the show, who else...
speaking of scams.
Who else has been gaslighted? Except
Brazy. Gaslit.
Who else has been gaslit?
I think that it's such a term that's thrown around a lot. Oh, you're gaslighting me. But no. I genuinely feel like I'm being gaslit right now by my insurance company, and it's a really strange feeling because I feel like I'm going insane. I'm doing everything right, and the insurance company is pinning it on the doctor, and then the doctor's pinning it on the insurance company. I don't know who to believe.
And
it's
around
very,
and around we go.
It's a very strange process.
How long has it been going on?
Since December, so 3 months.
So everybody just keeps passing the buck.
Mm-hmm. So if you've ever dealt with a health insurance company or maybe any insurance company, the name of the game is they don't want to pay for whatever it is, whether it be a car accident, whether it be medication, whatever. How do you get around that? Because I switched my entire health insurance plan for this specific reason, and now I can't use it. So help me.
Breezy's looking for some help.
Indeed.
Yeah, we'll get to it coming up just after the break on PXY. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Recently.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. You got Moose and Breezy. This has been going on since December.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who else has had to deal with this, especially when it comes to their insurance company. You, Breezy, have been getting the runaround over and over and over again. And you've changed up your entire insurance policy for this one specific medication that they keep denying you.
Yep.
And you think they're gaslighting you.
I do. Because I was prescribed this medication back in December 22nd, right before I left for Florida. And I wasn't really going to deal with it till the new year because, I mean, it was Christmas. Everyone was off. I wasn't even in the state, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, you know, just January comes and goes, and I get a denial on like January 17th. And I'm like, that's super weird. Okay. So I talked to my doctor about it and she's like, no worries. Like, we'll just put in for a different one. Cause there's like, I mean, there's any medication you can find like a generic version. So it's no big deal. So we put in for the generic version and they're like, no, I'm so sorry. We're denying that as well because we need like proof of all this stuff when it comes to like your lifestyle. So I'm like, okay, I get that. I get proof of everything that they listed.
Right.
I get referral letters from people. I have receipts from different things that I do on a daily basis. All of the things. And they were like, well, we need an updated chart information from you from within the last 30 days. And obviously I went in December, so that's not in the 30 days. So I went yesterday to the doctor and I got everything updated. I sat down, I talked to my doctor, I showed her all of my documents. She's like, this is great. I love it. All this, that, and the third. I leave the doctor at 2.
Right. This is yesterday.
This is yesterday.
Okay.
I leave the doctor at 2. I get an email at 4:30 that says prior authorization, which is basically what your doctor has to send to the insurance company to like get this medicine approved. Prior authorization for said medication sent. That's at 4:30. 4:42, prior authorization denied. I'm like, what?
Sorry. It's just been constant.
Constant.
It's
this is
so,
like my third or fourth time.
I mean, at this point, it's comical.
No, it's so annoying. So I'm like, honestly, Moose, at this point, it's comical. I was on the phone with my mom yesterday, just hysterically laughing, like losing it. Like just
you're
like,
going crazy. You're going crazy.
Literally going nuts.
You know, I mean, after a while.
Because this is what they want me. This is what they want you to do. They want you to just give up.
They want you to break down.
Because it's like so
but
hard.
But guess what? You're not going to give up.
I will drive to Kansas if I need
to. You will drive to the headquarters.
I will.
You will hold your position.
I do not care. I literally couldn't care less. So
I'm trying to find Braveheart music. I don't think I have it. But here's the thing. You have to continue to fight.
No, I am.
Because you're doing all the right things. And this is what's so frustrating. It's like going to the DMV. Well, didn't you hang your tamping hand? Yeah, I know I have it right here. Well, is it from 2 years ago? I don't know. Do you have an electricity email? It's just constant,
constant.
You give them everything that they need. Mm-hmm. And then they turn around and be like, well, we don't have this. It's denied. It's like they take pleasure out of it.
No, they do.
The same way when you go to your... an airport and your bag is over 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they love telling you no. They love telling you no. 585-252-9800. If you have dealt with a health insurance company that has just denied. I don't even think they look at it at this point. They're just like, oh, that girl again? No, absolutely not.
I mean, we can take this even further. It doesn't have to be an insurance company. I mean, how many people have gotten the runaround like this and just feel like you've been gaslit till no end? How do we keep Breezy from going off the deep end?
No, it's so bad. So my doctor was like, I'm going to do all of this on Wednesday. So when everything was sent yesterday, I was kind of confused. So I called them. I was like, what's going on? I sent a package of 20 pages. She's like, we just got one form that said they wanted this. I'm like,
right.
What? So my doctor's office just sent one form that said they wanted me on this medication for this said specific reason. No. I'm like, guys, I'm losing it. No, I'm actually losing it. Like, I don't know where to go from here. I'm at the point where I'm going to send the packet myself to Texas or Kansas or wherever it is.
Well, last weekend you told me, or last week you said you were about to drive to Kansas.
Yep.
I'm like, wow, that's quite the trip.
I know.
We got a couple people weighing in. PXY, who's this?
Hello? Hi, this is Jackson.
Hey, what's up, Jackson?
Hi, Jackson.
Any thoughts for Breeze?
I actually had to run around with the insurance company as well.
Okay.
It's a process. I had to get top surgery.
Okay.
And I needed 2 or 3 recommendation letters.
Okay.
On top of the physical exam.
Mm-hmm.
I did everything they wanted, including the recommendation letters. I even had copies of the recommendation letters because they kept claiming, we're not getting the letters, we're not getting the letters, we're not getting the letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're gaslighting you.
It got to the point where I took the letters to my doctor's office, had the insurance company on the phone.
Yeah.
And I had the my doctor fax the letters while I was on the phone with the insurance company.
Jackson, I literally tried that yesterday. No one would answer my call. I was literally sitting on the table with the insurance company. Nobody was answering my calls. I'm like, of course you're not answering my calls now. Like, I'm to the point where, like, I'm going to sneak into my doctor's office and fax it myself with them on the phone, like you said. Or I'm at the point where I'm going to go to my doctor, get all my chart notes, and then mail it all to their P.O. box.
Right.
Myself.
Jackson, what did you say you had surgery on?
I had top surgery.
Oh, top surgery. So is this something where, like in Breezy's case, does insurance just not want to, I don't know the behind the scenes, but is this something that they just don't want to dish out of their pocket, so they're delaying the process?
Mm-hmm.
For mine, they're very specific.
Got it.
Like, certain words have to be said in the recommendation letters. The recommendation letters have to be by specific people.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is crazy.
It's a very expensive surgery.
Sure. Correct.
So they want it very, very detailed.
Yeah.
And then also the recommendation letters have to be within a certain amount of time as well.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. They were like, all of your charts have to be updated within 30 days. So I'm up against the clock right now. So I have until March 12th to get this sorted out before I have to go back to the doctor and reset. And I feel stupid because, like, my doctor's office is just like, I'm making all these appointments for nothing. Like, it's not like anything's wrong. I feel like I'm just taking up their time and calling them over and over and over again. And it's like, I feel so annoying, but like,
as soon as the show ends every day, she is on the phone with her doc. Jackson, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
Every single day. And it's totally a headache when you have to do that, especially when it comes to your health. You know, what a hassle. But let us know how it plays out, will you?
This person said, I haven't had a denial, but my son had ringworm from wrestling. They prescribed medication to treat it orally that was over $1,000. It was absolutely insane.
$1,000?
We managed to get a different prescription and only had to pay $175. Insurance is a joke. Ugh. I'm like shook to my core. So, yeah, we'll keep you updated. But as of right now, I'm like, I'm feeling more like, you know, Jack from The Shining. Like, I'm going mad. I'm going insane.
Yeah, you're losing your mind. Why would anyone pay $1,000 for, you can buy that over the counter. Just get Lotrimin? Whatever it is. I don't know.
Now you're prescribing medicines. You have no idea.
No, I took it once. I had to take it once. I had ringworm once in school when I was working out at the gym. I got it on my arm.
Oh, my God.
But I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough scene. So.
Not me prescribing medicine.
You have no
apple
idea
cider vinegar. You soak a cotton ball in it, and you just wrap it on the affected area.
You're
there
just
you go.
Naming
you're so
off
welcome.
Random meds from WebMD.
Okay, guys, we got to take a quick break. Thank you for a lot of people weighing in right now.
We should call my insurance on air.
We're not going to do that.
We should.
No, we're totally not going to
do that.
98PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.